7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Begin transmission. Oh. Ow. Not good. Ow. Okay.
Synthesizer Pate.
Synthesizer Pate.
Synthesizer Pate.
Synthesizer Pate.
That's amazing.
Ooh. And it comes fitted with a burglar alarm too?
A burglar alarm?
Wee 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 wee. Okay, start this thing. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Synthesizer Committee. Yes, hello once again. Welcome to the Dubious Whatever Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of whatever. And I was elected to this position because I'm just awesome. Except I'm not awesome today. Okay, we got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is I'm a little rough today. That's cool. I woke up and everything was weird, so I had to go out and walk around for a while. So I did that, and I didn't see anything, and I got exercise. So now I'm kind of sore, and everything's weird. The other bad news is that synthesizer Patel is not actually with us here in the studio today. Oh, that's too bad. But the good news is, we do have some stuff in the studio. What stuff do we have? Well, we got synth. But that's not the synth for listening to. What are we doing? What is this synth? It's very synthy, but that's also not the synth we're going to talk about today, because today we're talking about some stuff that I got in the mail yesterday. Yes, if you heard the last couple days worth of Dubious Goals Committee episodes, you are aware that I have been awaiting some synth modules, and they came in the mail yesterday, about 2 hours after Dubious Goals Committee ended. And so I was really excited, and I took them out of the boxes, because first you have to open one box, then you have to open four more boxes, and then there's stickers and candy, and then you gotta, why is everybody sending me candy? I'm not complaining, but some of the candy isn't very good. I'm just, that's just the new thing, isn't it? Yes, it is. So, yesterday was kind of weird. I ate, and then a bunch of stuff happened. I had to go to the store. A friend of mine called and said, "Yeah, you got to come over here." And I was like, "No, I don't. I got synth." "No, you got to come over here because I got a phone booth." "What?" So I had to go to my friend's house and see his phone booth that he got out of the stockyards. It's not a phone company phone booth. It's this wooden thing that, and it was in the stockyards down in the corrals where the cows were. And it didn't have a phone in it, so he put a phone in it. And he put an old-fashioned phone in it, which is cool. And he put a sign on it, which is cool. And there's some old papers and stuff. Anyway, I didn't have my camera with me, so... And the funny thing is Brant doesn't know that I'm a phone freak. Anyway, I didn't have a camera, so I didn't take any pictures, and So what we're going to do today is we are going to test out some of these new synth things. And one of the synth things is a filter. A multi-mode filter. And so let's test out the filter. Let's, take an oscillator and we'll plug it into the in. Oh, I can hear it. We need to turn it up a little bit. Let's just stick it at unity there. That looks good. All right, what does this knob do? That's my knob, my hobnob. Thank you. Yes, very nice. Super filtery. What does this knob do? Oh, right. This is the other level control for the other, or for the resonance, which is Q. It's cute. But let me kill it, because what I want to do, the first thing I want to do is ping this thing. No, maybe we should, maybe we should check all the thingy things first. Okay, so we got, I can't read it, the thing's in the wrong spot. All right, so what is this? That's nothing. Okay. We got high pass. We got low pass. We got, is this band or, yeah. And what is this? I don't know. I'll figure it out later. Now you might be wondering, Tobe, why can't you figure it out? Well, the way I'm sitting, I gotta sit like this because my legs are messed up, and this particular module is the last module in the rack, and I can't see on that side, plus the light is a little weird, but anyway. All right, pop that out, because now we're going to ping this bad boy. And to do that, the first thing we need to do is to bring this up to self-oscillation. There it is. And then we got to back it off until it just stops. Come on, baby. Right there. Right there. And then what we need to do is we need to trigger it. We need to put a pulse into it. We need to send it a trigger. What do we got? What do we got? Well, we got trigger out of Florian, don't we? Yes. So let's plug that into there. And, is this cable long enough? Yeah, just barely. And we'll plug that into the input of the filter. And then we'll trigger Florian, and it should make a sound. That was the wrong sound. I got to turn Florian down. Okay, here we go. Yep, I can hear it. It needs to be louder. A little bit louder. Tung, tung. Nice. We got ourselves a pingable filter. Let's put some effects on that. Okay, yeah. Now I'm having a fun time. But I'm going to turn that down a little bit. Because I want to turn this down, too. Yeah. Now it's a kakapo. Now it's a kakapo mating call. I hope all the kakapos can hear this. All the female kakapos. Because we need more kakapos. Oh, it just occurred to me that we could probably trigger this with clock too. So let's just drop it into some clock here. Okay. But it's double hitting because these are actual double clock signals. Yeah, these are like ta-ta, ta-ta, ta-ta. But we can do this too. Yep, we got some classic filter drum sounds here. Clave. High tom. Low tom. Kick drum. subharmonic. I like it, but it's too clicky. So let's take it out of the clock. We'll put it back into the trigger. And we'll just start up this. How do I do it? Like this? Yes. And that's how you make a bass drum kick sound. You basically build a filter. Set it to the edge of resonance and you get a drum. All right, now let's do this. Yay, I'm having fun with my filter. All right, and we got control voltage for this, right? Somewhere, don't we? Where's the thing? Do a thing. All right, so the thing we're gonna do is we're gonna take some LFO here and we're gonna drop it into the CV. Okay, it just went negative, positive, negative, positive. Okay, that's great and all, but what if we plug it into... this thing, and then can't we do something like... let's clock it. Let's take the clock that's driving that, and we'll put it into this. It's very rich in flavor, but I don't like it, so I'm going to grab a little cable here and we're going to do this instead. I'm going to put a different clock on it. What is even happening here? I got random voltages going into the control voltage for the filter. It's very clicky, very poppy. And I'm clocking the sample and hold from just some normal clock. And now I pulled out the clock. And so now the voltage is held into the CV of the filter. And so now it sounds like, it sounds like clave again. What happens if we turn some knobs? And if I pull this cable out, we'll go back to kick. And it's so low that we can't even hear it. Awesome. La 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 la. One bottle of pop, two bottle of pop, three bottle of pop, four bottle of pop, five bottle of pop, six bottle of pop, seven bottle of pop, pop. Don't throw your trash in my backyard. The emeritus is laughing right now, and nobody else knows what I'm talking about. What are you going to have for lunch today, Tobe? Fish and chips and vinegar, fish and chips and vinegar, pop. No, what I'm really going to have for lunch today, I'm thinking about tacos. Today is Tuesday, right? One bottle of pop, two bottle of pop, three bottle of pop, four bottle of pop, five bottle. Six bottle pop, seven bottle pop, pop. Don't tell your trash in my backyard, my backyard, my backyard. Stop. Dung, dung, dung. Yeah, it's taco day. I'm thinking about getting some tacos. I haven't had tacos in the last two or maybe longer weeks. I didn't go last week. All right, so where are we at with all this? What are we doing? What's happening? Well, the filter is neat.
What happens if we plug this into this and then listen to it? Oh, now it's clicky. Oh, right, duh. Jeez, Tobe, just be smart for 2 seconds. Just be smart for... Try to be as smart as your radio that you're listening to this radio show on. Bunga, bunga, bung, bung, bung. Okay, neat.
So I have this cool filter, and I like it. Having lots of fun with it. Doing pings. Pingy, pingy, pings. And what else did you get, Tobe? Well, I got a VCA, a quad VCA. It's 4 VCAs in one package. And it is also a voltage control mixer. So it's a CV mixer. So you can mix stuff with it if you're not using it for a thing or not. And what is this output? Oh, right, right. I remember hearing something about this on some video that I watched a long time ago. This VCA's got all the standard stuff. It's got 4 VCAs. So there's 4 inputs, 4 outputs, 4 modulation inputs, and then there's an extra output that is all, which is, you know, the mix. And then there's one that is confusing, which is selected. And if I remember correctly, there's a jumper. No, these did not come with manuals or even quick start guides or anything. Well, who needs that? We already know how this stuff works. And there's a jumper on the back that you can, I don't remember what it is, but you can configure that particular output to be whatever. I'll have to look into that further because we might have to do something with that. So what I'm doing now is I'm going to plug the runaway oscillator into one of these VCAs. And where's the out? I can't read it. Ooh, neat. That's what I did. Isn't that cool? Right. So now we need some modulation. So let's, what a coincidence. I just happen to have a really funky LFO right here. Let's plug the LFO into the control voltage input. Synth. Come back, synthy. Yes, I got a low LFO opening the VCA. And then we hear the runaway oscillator. Zong, zong. Which we can change. How about right here? Frightening. Let's get that honk out of there. Oh, now it's a beautiful, soft tone. Add a fifth. And now I'm flipping switches. That's the one I want right there. It's beautiful. Yeah, we got goodness. How do I turn this down? Is it this one or this one? There we go. That's better. So I've got me some LFO. And this is kind of boring. Maybe we need to put some pitch data into this. So let's just plug a thing into another thing. See what happens. Yeah, that's a thing. Let's take the clock out of this. And we'll put it into Mr. Clocker Rocker. We'll unplug. Wait, I'm plugging it in the wrong place. Unplug it here, plug it into this thing. Did that wrong. That's the random voltages. Whoa. I want it in stepped random voltages. There we go. Give me some random. Don't get much more random than that, now does it, kids? No, it doesn't. It's lovely. I like it. Ronka honka. All right, let's unplug that. And we're going to plug it into this thingy. How do I make this offsets do bazongans? Plug it into output, and I get something, right? And then I can turn the knob, and something will happen, right? Let's find out. It works. I got a knob. I went faster LFO because I'm not getting enough sound. What else do we have for modulation sources? Honk, honk. Oh, we got some gates somewhere, don't we? We got more clock, but the clock doesn't sound. We don't want clock on that. We want. I don't know what we want. Like it. Should we run this out of the filter? What if we, who wants to get wacky? Oh, Tobe, do it. You're the wackiest wackyster that we know. And I'm like, yeah, that's why I do the wacky radio show. So now what we're going to do is plug the oscillator into the filter. We're going to back the resonance off. Hope this doesn't howl. Yeah, okay, now we got filter control. And why did I want to do this? Because now we can take another cable, plug in a different LFO, and we plug that into the filter. And now it'll automatically do stuff for us. Let's make it a faster LFO, though. Let's do the wacky one. Too wacky. Less wacky. Still too wacky. Okay, that's fun. Yo. Let's go back to doing random weirdness. Too random. We're out of range. Now it's just getting weird. And I like weird. Okay, since that's out of control and I don't feel like adjusting it. Let's do this. Wait, where is this clocked at? Don't like. I'm unplugging that one. Hey-o, bri-o, bri-op. Huh. Okay. Let's go back into super random. I mean, squiggly random. Squiggly random is too confusing. What happens if we back that level down a little bit? Yeah, now we can get it to sort of stay in a little band there. Oh, we got the angry cats. Now it's angry cat synth. Who's a good baby? Oh, my sinuses are starting to go. I had a terrible sinus thing last night, and I had a weird thing this morning, too. And the good news is, the other good news, because the world is nothing but good news, is I did have to go to the store yesterday to get some more graham crackers, because the store's been out of graham crackers. How the hell do you get out of graham crackers? Regardless. What happens if we put this into this envelope generator? Not very interesting, but I have envelope now. What if I do this one? I want... Oh, wait. I'm on the wrong thing. This knob. And this knob. Cool. I got all kinds of control. Let's cross-modulate it. Oh! Now that's interesting. What I was going to say was I had to go to the store last night to get graham crackers, and I got some other stuff, some poo chows. And as I was ringing the stuff up, I was at the Embeepinator beeping my groceries, and somebody ran up, "Hi, how are you?" Oh, it was Alexis. "Hi." She surprised me. Didn't see her coming. She snuck up on me. I want... There we go. So Alexis snuck up on me, and we were talking while I was ringing up the stuff, and she said, has anything interesting happened to you since the last time I saw you? You know, which was just, you know, like last week or a few days ago. But, you know, it's me. It's Tobe. So, yeah, of course there's been lots of cool stuff. And I said, yeah, I got a bunch of stuff for my new synth. Blah, blah, blah. I got a filter. I got a quad VCA. She said, oh, that's great. That sounds so interesting. Although I wasn't convinced that she knew what I was talking about, she wanted to see pictures. So I'm like, okay, she wants to learn. I don't have photos. But I'm running out of time. You've been listening to the New Synthesizer Parts Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. And the lawn guys just showed up. Lawnmower guys, good timing.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
I'm gonna go buy tacos.